Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. How long does it take to grow an Azalea Festival president? Dee McGlone Webb, president of the 74th North Carolina Azalea Festival, can tell you.
I started in 1998. I was recruited by yours truly, Penelope, who had me come actually help her on the committee she was the chair of. It was called Azalea Pride, but now it's called Azalea Suite.
After increasingly responsible positions like chair of major sponsorships, the veteran banker became an official member of the board, serving in every position before ascending to the presidency this year. We're also joined by festival director Allison Barringer English.
I came on actually Penny Sidbury's year. That was my first year. And back then, the festival only had one full-time position, and it was an office manager position. You know, obviously, I just graduated from college. I was kind of at the beginning of my career, so I really wanted to move, get more involved in the festival as I learned more about it. And so just really got my hands dirty, you know, with all the committees, started helping the board more, and kind of grew that position to festival coordinator, and then ultimately into the executive director role.
Of course, the pandemic scuttled plans in 2020, but the 74th annual festival will take place April 7th through the 11th, and in July and in August.
Coming into April 2021, we knew that we wanted, and it was important to us, to celebrate as much as we could safely and in smaller groups. So we really spent a lot of time this past year looking at all of our events, and if we weren't able to have them as normal, how could we pivot that to still have the essence of that event, still help promote volunteerism and help stimulate the economy, part of our mission. And so with the coronation, you know, we knew we couldn't gather 500 people together in one spot to do that, but we knew we were going to have a queen, and we really wanted to think of ways to give back to our partners and sponsors who stuck with us.
74 Waves, a new take on the Queen's coronation, will take place April 7th with 74 appearances at 74 Wilmington locations. Dee says it's a dream come true for Queen Azalea 74, Victoria Huggins.
She said, you know, I've been with Wilmington, Miss North Carolina. The icing on my cake would be if I could be Azalea Festival Queen. I was like, really? Well, let's talk about that. If I make it to the presidency, Victoria, I would love to have you as my queen.
Festival guests this year include Azalea Princess Brooke McIntyre, no relation to festival artist Rashard McIntyre, as well as Ashley High School graduate Alex Highsmith, who just wrapped up his rookie year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Other changes this year include the Azaleas on Tour Porch Parade, a self-guided reverse parade, April 5th through the 11th.
You know, normally in a normal parade, the participants are moving and the spectators are stationary. So we kind of reverse it. Participants are stationary in their homes or businesses. They decorate, kind of get that festival spirit. And then the spectators, you know, we give them a map and they just drive around town and see all of the lovely homes, porches, front stoops, businesses, windows decorated in Azalea Festival spirit. Now we are continuing our normal parade. We just moved that out to August and street fair. So we're still having those large events. They're just going to be later in the year.
The festival's concerts move to August as well. Sublime with Rome and Michael Franti and Spearhead play August 19th, and the Avett Brothers are back for two concerts on August 20th and 21st at the new Northern Waterfront Park. Tickets for this week's events are limited, including the Chef Series and the Historic Wilmington Foundation Promenade performances. Log on to ncazaleafestival.org for more information. Dee says she's looking forward to her extended tenure.
We're looking at having the garden party in early in July. We're looking at the concerts happening in August, mid-August. We're looking at the street fair happening at that same time and the parade. Allison and her staff thinking out of the box. It is amazing. And I'm really excited. You know, people are like, oh, you're not going to have your festival. No, I am super stoked and super excited. It's going to be totally different than anything we've ever experienced. So it's all new.
We've been speaking with Dee McGlone Webb, president of the 74th annual North Carolina Azalea Festival, and festival director Allison Barringer English. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.